Welcome to Between Two Covers on KVNO. I'm Dr. Todd Robinson, joining you to review Ghost Terrain, a poetry chapbook by the UNO Writers Workshop's Miles Wagoner, featuring woodcuts and etchings by UNO art professor Amy Haney. Published by Pinion Press in a handmade limited edition, Ghost Terrain conjures mesmerizing vistas of sprawling urbanity, punctuated by deeply affecting glimpses of human vulnerability. The collection's first poem, Arrival, announces Wagoner's vertiginous style and thematic concerns with characteristic brio. Because the burning city was endless, and because I couldn't leave it twice, and because I was made to take its tangled transit lines back toward a bottomless city center, a circuit board sinking into a continent's charred valley, its smoldering shanty, its plastic bottle fires blending horizon and radio static that helicopters perforated on their frenzied approach. I had to watch the child, maybe 8 years old, tear the skin off his fingers and look out the window. In a single virtuoso sentence, Wagoner conjures the seething movement and annihilating scale of our cities, while not neglecting the minute human mysteries that ghost our endless machines. His work is labyrinthine, breathless, profound, yet ever tender. Ghost Terrain's 16 poems are dense with embodied nouns, nimble verbs, and startling metaphors, constructing lyrical narratives that trace the feedback loops of proximity and distance between fathers and sons, men and women, natural and artificial. These are profoundly tactile poems, even as they often attend to the ungraspable. The way winter rain goes on eternalizing the streetlight and black reflection before dawn, sleep has become my best self. My father oddly found there in a sunny parking lot, my mother and brothers at a distance opening the great wooden wagon wheel doors of a steakhouse. He stopped short of answering my questions. Where have you been? Why don't you live with us? Why did you leave? But as if to answer me, his southern drawl is clear in the Arizona glare, his brown shirt, his hair white above his ears, as if everything will be settled soon, and we'll be in a booth together with big vinyl menus in our hands, asking each other, what looks good? Notice how this unpunctuated poem, quoted in its entirety, presents a finely detailed scene that is ultimately a mirage. The lost father, only what Theodore Ruthke might call a ghoulie in a dream. Wagoner's hallucinatory tableaus again and again pose paradoxes. The dead alive in dream and memory, our landscapes somehow inhuman, yet innately of us. Love and its obverse, neglect, the coinage of our emotional commerce. As if these poems weren't enough to build a life on, the ensorcelled reader turns a page to find Amy Haney's birds nesting among Wagoner's stanzas, her whispery lines painstakingly carved into wood or etched into metal to reveal delicate details of feather and tree, talon and beak. Together, these master practitioners remind us of the eternal value of attention, discipline, and creative risk. As Wagoner writes in Ghost Terrain's closing lines, I want to hold the seed become tree, become skull-shaped root before you, who look for me as I look for you. Dear listeners, may we all be looked after by mortals as keen-eyed and giant-hearted as Miles Wagoner and Amy Haney. This is Dr. Todd Robinson with Between Two Covers on KVNO's Arts Today.